WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're listening right now, chances are you're craving a little more peace in your life, a little less chaos, a little more zen. And honestly, who isn't? We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, bombarding us with to-do lists, notifications, and the never-ending scroll of social media. It can feel overwhelming, right? But here's the thing. Peace doesn't have to be this elusive fantasy. It starts with small, intentional choices. And today, we're diving into one powerful practice that can bring a sense of calm and joy not just for ourselves, but for our little ones too. Practicing gratitude with children. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another be positive pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about forcing sunshine smiles or pretending everything's perfect. It's about teaching kids to appreciate the good things in their lives, big and small. And trust me, when they learn this skill, it can change everything for them and for you. So, what are some key takeaways from today's episode? Here's the deal. Gratitude isn't just a fluffy feeling, it's a superpower. Research shows that grateful people are happier, healthier, and more resilient. And when we instill this practice in our kids early on, we equip them with a powerful tool to navigate life's ups and downs. Number 1. Make gratitude a daily ritual. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. A quick dinner time conversation where everyone shares something they're grateful for, or even a nightly gratitude journal, just a few lines about what made their day special. Number 2. Lead by example. Kids are sponges, soaking up everything we do and say. If you consistently express gratitude in your own life, they are more likely to follow suit. Number 3. Shift the focus from what's missing to what's already here. Instead of dwelling on what they don't have, encourage them to appreciate the simple things: a warm bed, a delicious meal, a friend who makes them laugh. Next up, be specific. Vague statements like "I'm grateful for my family" are nice, but try prompting them with questions like, "What's one thing your sibling did that made you smile today?" Or "What's something about your school day that you really enjoy?" This helps them develop the deeper awareness of the good things around them. And finally, celebrate those moments of gratitude. When they express appreciation, acknowledge it. Say something like, "I love hearing that." "Well, that's awesome that you noticed that." Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building this habit. Ever felt like your kids are obsessed with the latest toy, constantly whining about what they don't have? You know that feeling when their focus is solely on want rather than appreciation? I definitely get it. But imagine if we could shift their mindset to appreciate the little things: a sunny day, a good book, spending time with loved ones. That's where practicing gratitude comes in. It's like a mental reset button. When they focus on what they have instead of what they lack, the whole world seems brighter. Remember that time when your kid lost their favorite toy? They were inconsolable, right? But then, something unexpected happened. They started playing with another toy, and suddenly, the initial sadness faded away. It's amazing how quickly perspective can change. That's the power of gratitude. By teaching them to appreciate what they have, we empower them to find joy in everyday moments, build resilience through tough times, and cultivate a sense of contentment that truly lasts. So, make it a priority. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic unfold. You'll be amazed by how grateful your little ones become, and trust me, you'll reap the rewards too. Ready to sprinkle some gratitude into your family life? Start today. Share this episode with a friend who's looking for ways to raise happy, resilient kids. And don't forget to leave us a review on whichever platform you're listening on. Your feedback helps us keep spreading the calm within. Until next time, stay awesome and keep those gratitude vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.